One of the things that I wanted to share with you a little bit about, we've talked about this before, and it's in Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Now, I was really glad I went to my father's 90th birthday today. We had the family over, and there was a divine appointment there with my nephew. And he said, "Oh, Bill, I'm so glad you're here." And he came and began to converse with me. And the subject that he was conversing on was the subject that I was planning to talk on tonight after the film. And I found it interesting. And so we spoke, we had a talk for about 15, 20 minutes, and it keyed in on Ephesians chapter 6. And we learn in Ephesians 6, the context begins in about verse 10. And it really addresses a subject that everybody is aware of this time of year with Halloween coming up. So Ephesians 6, verse 10, it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might." So you are to be strong in the power of His might. Well, why is that? Why must I be strong in the power of His might? He goes on to say, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." That's why you must be strong in the power of His might, because you're no match with the devil. The devil's much stronger than you. He's more powerful than you. The devil prowls around seeking whom he may devour, as Peter writes. He wants to consume you, to attack you, to take you down. My nephew got into some conversations with me. He asked me that if I believe that there are spiritual forces that manifest themselves in the physical realm. And I said, "Exactly, John. That's exactly what Paul writes about in Ephesians chapter 6. So we went here and I began to read. We read the verses together. And then I said, look at verse 12. "For we do not wrestle with flesh and blood." We do not wrestle against things that we see, flesh and blood. The humans that we come in contact, our battle is not with them. It's with these powers, these unseen powers. Now, we're not talking about ghosts, because there really is no such thing as ghosts. What is a ghost? It's a body, it's a spirit without a body. Disembodied spirit that walks around. Maybe you saw the movie Ghost with Patrick Swayze, where these ghosts are running around until it comes their time to go. That when you die, you go. There's no hanging around. And so then what are these apparitions that people see, and these things that you sense and you feel? Perhaps you maybe had that experience. I know I did. The only other explanation could be that either it's your imagination or there is something real out there that we cannot see, that's trying to influence us, to pull us down, perhaps to come as an angel of light to attract us into a direction we know we shouldn't go. But Paul writes it here very clearly. You must be strong. You are to be strong. Now, interestingly to me, it tells you your part. Paul says, you are to be strong. You've got to do something about it. But notice how you are to be strong: in the power of His might. And so, how am I to be strong in the power of His might? How do I do that? Because after all, I'm wrestling against these powers that I cannot see. It says in verse 12, it describes some of them. It says against principalities. We studied that a few weeks ago, remember? Principalities, they're the highest level of demonic beings. They're the arche. Arche is the Greek for principality. Archangels that have jurisdictions over regions. The highest level the highest levels of demonic beings that exist, against powers, the second tier, and against the rulers of the darkness of this age, another tier, and then finally against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Heavenly places are not somewhere out there in the universe, but are all around us. The heavenlies are all around us in a dimension we don't see. That's my opinion. God is not somewhere far away. God is here. There are abodes in which disembodied spirits dwell, and they are there, not here. If I were to, for example, pray to my mom and talk to my mom, she couldn't hear me because she's not here. She's in a different place right now. She's with the Lord, and she wouldn't hear me. That's why I don't believe in praying to the saints. You can pray to God because he's everywhere. By the way, Satan isn't everywhere. Satan can only be at one place at one time. He's probably spending a lot of time over in the Middle East right now. So you don't have to worry about Satan coming after you. He only goes after the big kahunas to develop his system, and he goes after those that he thinks is damaging his kingdom. But there are the lower level kahunas, kahunas, that are troublemakers, and they are around and they are very real. We are commanded to be strong to deal with these spiritual beings that exist that we cannot see. We are to be strong in the power of his might. And so how can we be strong in the power of his might? There's only one way, and that way is faith. If you really believe that God to be looking out for your own best interests, he's really interested in you, and he really is looking out for you, and you really believe that, you really believe that he's causing all things to work together for good, Romans 8:28. He really is causing all those things that are allowed into your life, he's causing them to work together for good. If you really believe that, then you won't have fear. When bad things come your way, you'll be strong. How? In the power of his might. What's that? It's the Holy Spirit who's living in you, who will provide you that power as you trust God. So I hang my confidence on what God says is true, and nothing will shake me. David shook his fist in the giant's face. I'm not afraid of you. David wasn't a very big guy. In fact, he was a young guy. He put on Saul's armor, and it was silly. It was so big for him. And so when he confronted the giant Goliath, he confronted him with five smooth stones. And by the way, he only needed one, because he had confidence in God that God would deliver him, and he told that to Goliath. You fight with what you have. I fight in the name of the Lord God, and he will smite. He put his confidence in God, and he was strong in the Lord. He made himself strong in the Lord. That's why he had no fear. While all the trained soldiers were shaking in their boots, he knew who his God was. He saw how God delivered him when the bear attacked. He saw how God delivered him when the lion attacked. And so we hang our confidence on those times where God has delivered us in the past, right? And we carry that on to the things in the future when they come our way. And so we can be strong. When my mother passed away last February, I was very strong, and I couldn't understand, well, why am I so strong? And I had this confidence, I'm going to see her soon. It's like the way I thought of it is, she's just going on a little trip, I'm going to see her soon. Why am I distraught as though I'm never going to see her again? That's a lie. That's a lie from the pit. That's a lie from Satan. I'm going to see her again, and guess what? It's going to be soon. maybe not according to how man determines soon, but I know that God, my God, is going to come and take us soon, according to his time line and not mine. I'm already 65. I don't know how old you guys are out there. I can't believe where 65 years went. Do you know what I'm talking about? I'm thinking, gee, 18. When I was 18, it just seems not long ago. I mean, I can picture events as though they're real. I mean, they happened just yesterday. They're that fresh in my mind. Some things I don't want to remember are fresh in my mind. And so, this weekend, there are going to be those who are celebrating death. Some of them are just out to have a good time. Here's another time to party. But the folks that are in the world that are missing out because they think that this is another opportunity to party and have a good time, their definition of a good time falls right into the hands of who? Satan. Because he wants them to go in a direction that will pull them away from the Lord. And that's what we need to guard against, right? And we need to be able to share someone. You may be invited to go to an event where you know you really shouldn't be there. But, you know, it might be a family thing. It might be a friend. And so it's something that you need to really weigh and ask God, God, what should I do? I want to, whatever I do, I just want to do something that will glorify you. And if in the process they're asking you to compromise anyway your convictions towards God, then maybe it's better not that you go. It would have to really be God to be there to show you that it's okay. But if you're not getting that conviction, then don't go. Because it's not going to be good for you, and it won't be good for them. That's something between you and God. I can't tell you. I get folks, is it okay if I do that? No, that's between you and God. You have to talk to him about it to get clarity as to what you should do in those circumstances. So, here we are. And we got... I wasn't going to bring it up, but the red moon thing for this year is over with, right? And the Feast of Tabernacles ended. Let me see. A little while ago. Was it last week? And so, so much for the two red moons for this year. And yet we haven't seen anything earth-shattering hit yet. But we got another year to go for those that are excited about it. Like I said, I'm not real excited about those kind of things. If something does happen in the Middle East in line, in conjunction with the red moons, I'll think, wow, isn't that interesting? That's really cool. That's fun. But I don't hang my confidence on those things, right? We hang our confidence on what the Word of God says. So next week we'll pick up where we left off last week in Micah. We'll go into Micah 3. We begin our second of three cycles of prophecy that Micah is giving to the people of his generation. Why don't we go ahead and stand? Now may the Lord minister to you as you go forth this week. May he fill you with his Spirit. May you know him even closer and closer and closer. May this week be another week where you draw closer to the Lord as you go out there, knowing that Satan hates you and wants to take you out, but he can't do anything to you that God hasn't already allowed and is going to turn around and bring glory to his name and make it turn it out for your good. You can't lose. In Jesus' name, amen.